Just pulled another Tunky shot for myself, a double shot. Because Shirley mentioned the complexity, I want to just really pay attention to that different complexity of notes that just hits the palate in its purest form of an espresso, 17 grams, extracted on my R58 Rocket in, but it was actually closer to 30 seconds this time. This rich, thick, velvety extraction that transferred into the cup and dropped into the cup in a very thick and enticing way is I've got to kind of really even close my eyes to feel what this nectar feels like on my tongue. And it's just the smoothest velvety feeling that you could ever imagine. And the smells as well, it's kind of this rich, there's a richness, and it's not a uniform richness, there's a richness. And as you take another deeper breath, there are some sweet notes coming through, some, I would even say some, maybe, I don't know, I'm getting dried prunes. I might be totally wrong, and you know, the mind plays funny games, but that's really what I'm getting. And on the tongue itself, it's just some, I mean, really, I rave about different coffees. I love the Yellow Bourbon. I love the Triple A BB Plantation from India. I love the Mandeling. I love the Sidamo. I mean, there are so many that I really love. But this, again, is so totally, totally different to anything else. I mean, it's just amazing. I will say that it is, and I said this yesterday, it is quite a strong coffee. And when I say strong, it's not that it gives you a hit. But yesterday, I think I've tried about three or four of them. And I do feel a little zingy after it. Nicely, you know, not over exaggeratingly zingy. Not uncontrollably zingy. Just a nice zingy feeling. But it is an amazing coffee. And I really encourage you to go on the Tunky website, rather the Freeman Trading website, read up a little bit on it as well, and then obviously on www.coffeemumbojumbo.com, where I'll just be reviewing this and showing you pictures of the extractions and everything. It is, well, almost gobsmacking, I'd say.